Decrees. Let's get it. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show, Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you? And everybody, don't be alarmed on the backdrop over there. You know, it's it is what it is. We just want to give y'all a little glimpse of greenness today. You know what I'm saying? That means everybody's going to make some money on the broadcast and all this kind of stuff. And
hopefully, yes, sir.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I cannot complain. Not at all.
I know that's right.
Got one more day. I got one more off day.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yes,
how was your day today?
Man, it was okay. I can't complain, man. This, end of the month is always trying to get those work billing, yeah, stuff see. Like that, and then start a new month, you know, I'm tired. So, you know, I put a couple right. days off, man. I'm trying to be off Thursday and Friday, bro. man, y'all wearing me out. I need to just relax, you know. So,
need them days sometimes, man.
Yeah, I just want to go ahead and maybe just sleep in a little bit, do whatever, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, man, blessed, you know, baby to wake up, you know what I'm saying, baby to do stuff for the kiddos on this show and do whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a blessing, that's all. Can't complain about nothing else like that, man.
Absolutely right.
What it's about, man. we're going to hit the ground running, do what we do. Y'all know what we do. So let's go on and get it cracking. Off the dribble, you know where to find us at our website, markandwillshow.com. Go on and hit it at Mark and Will Show, all over Twitter, Facebook, TikTok.
Everywhere.
Everything. Mark and Will Gaming on Twitch. Go on and do all that kind of stuff. So, hey, you know what it's about. It's time to have fun, relax. Let us go ahead and get you updated on today's sports. And, man, hey, ain't nobody doing it like we do on the local sport, too. So, let's go on and just get,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Get these high schoolers, they know, fame and fortune, 15 minutes of fame.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about them and all this kind of stuff. So that's what we do, and we do it like no other. That's why it's the Mark and Will Show. So hey,
absolutely,
check it out, big time, big time. Next up, FNC. I promise you,
yes,
I get we got a list going, so we're gonna try to hop on. Actually, gonna try to hop on this Saturday coming up. You know, some things going on, some things went on as far as us probably. Sleeping. I ain't gonna lie. Rest. I ain't gonna lie. I put it all on me. That's my fault. Don't blame nobody else. Everything is my fault. I was tired. I'm okay now.
That's all right.
So we're gonna get it right on with today's topics, with yesterday topics, all kinds of topics. You know, once in a while, sports get in there because, hey, sports is a part of what we live and breathe too. But believe me,
exactly.
No, it's not like this show. It's not a sports show. Definitely
no.
Subscribe to it, and there it is right there. Go to YouTube and go and put in this FNC : Friday Night Crew. That's the channel, so definitely check that out. You know, we got a little good stuff for you guys, big time.
Absolutely. Gaming, make sure y'all go to Facebook, YouTube, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming, and the same on Twitch, Mark and Will Gaming. Y'all will not be disappointed. Please get on there.
Right.
Even if you don't even see our faces playing, you better believe I'm going to be commentating on these games. So,
Make
sure y'all follow, subscribe.
If I go ahead and get granted, you know what I'm saying? I might go on and just do what I got to do, Go on and end it. It's everything else over here. Go on and check it out and do what I got to do. Get the cameras up. Got the stand and all that. So, you know, go ahead. I'm just stuck on this show, man, on the MLC.
Yes, you are.
season. Came back from a 5-point deficit. Man. Hey, yeah. 5-run deficit. I came back. Look, we went, hey, I'm telling myself, Mark, at the end of this game, I'm going to go ahead and watch something on cable, put me to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to whip right. for the innings.
Oh, my. Hey, dude. I shouldn't. Hey, man.
I will not be denied.
I should have told you that game stopped coming out in 2020. You felt out that game came on. You are stuck. You ain't playing nothing else.
I'm already thinking about next season. You know, I'm not gonna make the playoffs. They start cheating,
right?
But that's okay.
Jesus,
big time. we're gonna break it down real quick for you guys anyway. So definitely do that. And everybody who's watching, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. We got some new people because you already know what today is. I think they know what today is.
They should know.
They should know, shouldn't they? You know what I'm saying? Should. It's awards day, I think. It's awards day. And we get ready to drop it like no other. Real quick, let me go ahead and let you guys know heck of a turnout. Big time. The polls was jumping. Thank you. All mm-hmm. different schools and things like that. Hey, y'all represented. But don't forget, if you in that poll, it's not based on the percentage. You got to take the percentage and times it by the votes, right? Because you may have four different national players. You might have three different offensive players, defense players, stuff like that. Only poll right now that really is, if you win it, is the offensive, well, the lineman poll. You know what I'm saying? So we all know who won that one. That's not anything else. And we know you guys are smart. You guys can figure it out. Heck, you guys are dropping it like it wasn't nothing earlier. Like, hey, as soon as it clocked. So, hey, thank you guys for voting. We really appreciate you because really this is the only award. It's the Mark and Wills Award, but, hey, it's the only people's award. You guys voting on this.
What you said.
You ain't doing it. It's you guys. We nominate. Totally and don't forget to nominate. Right. Because if you don't, then you put the ball in our court. So, you know, it's all good. So, without further ado, let's go on. Let's go and do what we do, man. Let's see. Hold on.
I can't see.
I got you. I'm ready to get my stuff lined up right now so I don't have to worry about it. Let me get these pitches and everything together because I know how it's going to go. All right. So, here we go. Let's go ahead. First up. Here we go. First up, we have Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor. It's Fern Creek's Kendrick Johnson Jr. He plays offensive line and defensive line. And I'm going to tell you, that right there, those three people who was nominated, all of them deserve it. They rocked and rolled. Yeah. Congratulations, Kendrick Johnson Jr.
Fern Creek,
we had your coach on there. You know what I'm saying? And that was a good interview we had with him. Y'all got to check
it out. It really was.
You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing like to sit back and enjoy that kind of stuff. He did his thing. But, hey, Johnson Jr., congratulations. You are Mark and Wills Kentucky Lineman of the Week.
Yes, sir. Yes, congratulations.
The list keep going on. It's growing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Next up, we have Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Woo! Russellville's AJ Wood. Hey, they came out in droves voting. And so, and I love it. I love it. And let me tell you, 15 carries, 127 yards, 4 TDs, 1 reception, 65 yards, 1 TD, straight baller. 5 tubs, man, did his thing, rock and roll, and I'm going to tell you, AJ, man, it was hard to get a picture, man. I had to go look everywhere, but I got one. I got you throwing it up, baby. Hey, congratulations, AJ. You are Mark and Wills Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week. Big time. Congratulations.
This is, boy, them numbers, ooh.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
Whole cheat code Friday.
Right, right, right. Mark and Will Show, defensive player of the week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Woo! It's Trinity's Mitchell Tony. Hey, dude's a cheat code. 4 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 3 sacks. Been Mr. Consistent all year long. I think he's like 6'3", doing his thing. Definitely going to be D1. Hey, hats off to you, Mitchell Tony. Hey, defensive player of the week. Join the crowd. Do what you do. We had people even comment and say, hey, man, that's the best defensive player I done seen in the city, the state type.
Right.
Hey.
Right. That's crazy.
You, Mitchell Tony, you are our defensive player of the week. Welcome to the club.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Big time. Let's see here. Next up. You already know what's going on. Hold on. Let me take AJ off. AJ off. There you go. Hey, Mark and Will Show, National Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Anderson County, Brady. I ain't going to mess it up. Clink. Let's get it.
Yep.
Let's get it.
That's what it is.
Hey, player of, hey, he's the national player. 26 carry, 206 yards, 4 TDs, 4 tackles.
Jeez. Okay.
What can you say, man? Putting that 206, man, looking like King Henry out there.
That's right.
Pico, right? 4 TDs and 4 tackles. So, hey, get out there and make some tackles. Anderson County, hey, welcome to the club, the national player of the week.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brady, you did your thing. Straight balling like you do. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Make sure you check your DM. We got a special gift coming your way from Tap Out. So check it out. You got any kind of question, we'll help you through that. Everybody who's watching, hit that subscribe button. Hey, and all the winners, if you hear us right now, if you hear us, come on, let us interview you. Check your DMs. Right. If you want to jump on and talk your stuff, hey, you welcome to come on and let's talk. You know we're going to do it on the Mark and Will Show. But, hey, congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to everybody who voted for these kiddos, these student athletes. Continue. And let me go on and answer this question right now. Just because you won this week doesn't mean you on our injury reserve. You can win it every week. This ball out. Straight balling, right?
It's all about the voting and what you do on that field.
What you do on the field, get rewarded big time. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yes, sir.
Salute you.
Keep it up. MLB, I'm going to hit the scores today because it seemed like everything is set what I was looking at because what I saw about the Phillies, that's a long time not to make the postseason.
Oh, wow.
Okay, first game right now you got going on Tuesday, October 4th. Pittsburgh is up on the Cardinals 7-3, the end of the fourth. Atlanta is up on Miami 2-1, bottom of the fifth. KC is losing to Cleveland 5-1. Then you got a doubleheader, which is the first game right now. Hold on, that don't even sound right. Let's see. I'm going to look at that. Seattle and Detroit. Detroit is up 5-3, top of the fourth. You got Cincinnati and Chicago Cubs. The Cubs is up 1-0. Red Sox is up on the Rays 1-0. Diamondbacks and Brewers 0-0. Yankees is up on Texas 1-0, which gave Earn the 62 home run of the year. He finally got out of the 61. Yeah, he got it.
Okay.
Yeah, he got it.
Okay, good.
Philly and Houston 0-0. National and Mets 0-0. Twins and White Sox 0-0. So the earlier game, Yankees did beat Texas 5-4. They're playing the second game right now as we speak. The Mets won their first doubleheader earlier today against the Nationals 4-2. Rockies and Dodgers, Blue Jays and Orioles, A's and Angels, Texas and Marlins, who's coming back on again at 9:40. Then you got San Diego and Giants.
Braves got to do is win one game, and that's it. You win one game, you win. Or if the Mets lose a game. We're going to need you to go ahead and take care of business. Do not wait on your loss yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do that so you can give a break for tomorrow's game. You know how we do on the show. So, hey, let's go on and do it this way as far as the wild card. So, pretty much you have the Blue Jays, the Mariners, and the Rays that are in for American League. Everybody else is eliminated. And the National League is set too. basically. You know, you got the Mets, Padres, and Phillies. Now, if the Mets so happen to take over the lead against the Braves, then the Braves would be the wild card. So, pretty much set in stone right there. I really wish they would go ahead and, you know, I know they're waiting and stuff like that. But we almost got our lineup, but we know the teams that are in there. So, yeah. Excited. This is the time. Even if you don't like baseball, this is the time to like baseball.
To watch it, yes.
Do or die. It's the playoffs.
Big time.
You know, everything is different. Everything is heightened. It means the world. Granted, they played 200 games, but it means the world now. Everything like that. So, you know. And so, to cap it off, American League East, the Yankees won a division. Central, American League Central, the Guardians won a division. Cleveland back. Cleveland rock, baby.
And rocking.
The best, Houston Astros won a division. In the East, the Braves and Mets are battling out. The Braves have a one-game lead. That's why if they win one more, that's a wrap. In the Central, you got the Cardinals who won. In the West, you already know you got the mighty, mighty Dodgers who has 110 wins, which is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, it is. That's nuts.
Braves got 100 wins. The Astros got 104 wins. Those are the three teams that got 100 wins. So
they cracked that 100.
Right, cracked it big time. So, hey, congratulations to everybody. I hope y'all teams in there. If not, then come on, man. You know, Braves, we can take a little bit more people to jump on that bandwagon. Not a problem. Not a problem.
What you said.
And I'm glad the judge got it because I'm tired of watching the games and they interrupting and showing his stuff. You know what I mean? And,
right. Like, exactly.
Granted, he breaks the Yankees record, but he ain't the overall winner. You know what I'm saying?
Not the top dog. Exactly.
Nah.
That's New York for you.
Cool. And actually, I didn't want to go to this right now, but we will since it popped up on the screen. The new AP Top 25 college football poll is out. You have Alabama in first place, sitting at 5-0. You have Georgia up next. They just switched place because of what Alabama did this past weekend. Took care of business. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, I think it was. Georgia, number two. Number three, you have the Ohio State Buckeyes. Number four, you got Michigan. Number five, you got Clemson, which I think they should not be number five.
Okay.
They don't impress me. Number six, USC, that came all the way back, right? They, you know, resurging, new coach, you know, Oklahoma's old coach. Number seven, Oklahoma State. Number eight, Tennessee. If you have not watched Tennessee, please do. Fun. Josh Heupel got them rolling. He's the same coach who was at Central Florida, rocking and rolling. He's a Heisman who won it at Oklahoma as a quarterback. Think he might know what he's doing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Number nine, you got Ole Miss, who coming off that win against UK. Number 10, you got Penn State. Yeah. Number 11, Utah hanging around. 12, Oregon. 13, UK. Fell six spots. Number 14, you have NC State. Ain't that something? Coming off that loss. 15, you got Wake Forest. Woo! 16, BYU. 17, TCU. 18, UCLA. I hear UCLA. 19, you got Kansas. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's not a basketball poll? Wow. 20, Kansas State. Man, the state of Kansas is rolling, right? 21, Washington. 22, Syracuse. Woo! Yeah. 23, Mississippi State. 24, Cincinnati. Yep. And look who done came back in the poll. LSU.
LSU.
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, all you got to do is beat an SEC. And just
that's it.
Around, and they're going to keep you around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that. So, to me, I think, to be honest, I think Kentucky dropped too far. You know, it's not like they got blown out. But they was an underdog, like we talked about last week on that one.
Right.
But when I see Kansas in there, even though they have they're undefeated, and then follow back with Kansas State. Like I said, Tennessee hasn't been ranked high like it in a long time. USC is back at it. NC State, even though they lost, so they respect them. You know, they 4-1, they 14, they dropped four spots, but they still respect them. Man, it just interesting. Because up at the top is the same old characters, right?
Yeah, it's always the same characters at the top. It always is. I don't really think it's going to change.
Right.
It's got to be that one team that can just get them and knock them off.
Right.
And you got to do everything correct.
I'm gonna say the top three teams: Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State. If they lose, they only drop like one spot. You know what I'm saying? Like if everybody else loses, boom, five, six games. Because Michigan, we know what's gonna happen. Michigan gonna play Ohio State, and Ohio State gonna spike them.
Exactly.
Now Clemson's hanging around. They up, you know. Granted, 2 to 3.
You gotta keep them hanging around.
2 to 3, you know, from 6 years ago, 8 years ago to up to last year, you know, they was up, you know, number one, number two, you know, they done got championships.
So absolutely.
This have them up, but I don't think they in that caliber of Alabama.
I agree with that one.
I've been watching them and it's like, okay.
They wouldn't beat none of them teams.
Oh, no, sir. They'll take it on the chin. But I'm intrigued with that. And I'm intrigued. Oklahoma State is up there, I guess, until they play like Oklahoma and somebody like that. And then they'll lose. You know.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. I go say it like, coming home when you get off work and you can catch some of them games that people are not watching.
Right.
But you wouldn't know watching it. It'd be the best games.
Right. Who'd you watch?
Because everybody's stuck on the big dogs. I was watching that the Tulsa game. I forgot who they played. I was like, well, okay. It was just so many games between 5 to 7:30 that was good. I was like, okay.
Right.
This is
right.
College football. I'm starting to look at college more or less like the NFL now. I mean, yeah, you still got the top four dogs who's always gonna be up there, but hey, they might get knocked off too. I mean, you just never know.
Well, you know, I love it that, you know, they're opening up that the playoffs, you know, adding more teams.
Yeah.
Eventually.
What's that, 24?
Well, no, it's not up to 24 yet. I think they added.
No, I'm not saying that. You're 24.
Oh, yeah. You're 24. Yeah. Which, really, to be honest, man, make it next year. You know.
Exactly.
I can understand next year because of the logistics and all that, but go ahead and do it next year, get over it. And really, let's go on and make it 16 teams, just like how the FCS does it. If they can do it, you can do it. And you just assign each game a one of those bowl names like you've done before. Yeah. Just go ahead and do that and just rotate it. Everybody be happy because, like you said, once you start doing that, then somebody can take an L. Somebody can take
an
L. You know, make them play weekly like they do in the FCS. And rock and roll with it, and you don't have to worry about it. You know, and then everybody's, you know, then you won't have these kiddos dropping out of these bowl games.
Exactly.
You know, your favorite player, you know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, I ain't playing. I'm going to get ready for the league. What?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
And you can't blame him because he's like, we ain't playing for nothing.
Exactly.
You know, so make it fair. Get it a nice number. And like, hey, break it down however you need to do. Let them go ahead and play and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, if I'm a team like, say, you know, Wake Forest and Kentucky and BYU, if we did 16, we have a chance to play, right?
Absolutely.
You know, yes. Utah teams that normally wouldn't do it, you know, have a chance. They have a chance. But see, you wait to 2 more years, who to say Kentucky would be this good? You know what I'm saying? Or be considered that good. You know, that kind of stuff like that. So, you know, let's go ahead and get it over with and not have to worry about it, man.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, Mark. You hit it on the head, though. It's a lot of good games and stuff like that. And before we do leave this thing, I saw where Satterfield tried to say that he's going to go ahead and give the reins up of the play call into his offensive coordinator. Gonna do some stuff for his defense.
So he wants to do that to take the pressure off of him for calling the offensive play calling.
Right.
I'm going for help on defense.
why are you gonna help on defense? Like, is that even your pedigree? I mean, is that, you know, you're known
right.
your offense, and really, once you bought in Lance, what's his name, the new offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Lance, something Lance, whatever. Anyway, once you brought him in from Notre Dame, Taylor, you should have gave him the keys anyway. Why would you bring him in to be a figurehead? And he was at Notre Dame.
Right.
I mean, granted, he may not have been offensive coordinator, but that's why you brought him in. You got to trust him. And your style's not working, bro. Your style ain't worked since your first year you win, bro.
Sound like he wants out of credit, man. Like, come on, man. That's what you got other coaches here for, man.
Well, yeah.
Do their job. Now, if you feel like they're not doing their job, this stuff in.
Now sound like I'm desperate, and I don't want to be blamed. I don't want to be blamed for the debacle that we're seeing right now. Yeah, you
exactly.
Hey, newsflash, you still the head coach.
It ain't going nowhere.
It's you.
As of right now.
It's you. It's you, partner. It's no matter how you feel, you're desperate. You're desperate. Big time.
Right.
All right. So you already know about the rankings that ESPN has done. Now we at 80. Hey, LeVert from Cavaliers is the shooting guard, number 80. Number 79, Clint Capella from the Hawks. 78, you got Lorenzo Ball for the Bulls. 77, you got Dylan from the Grizzlies. 76, you got Ben Simmons for the Nets. 75, OG Anunoby from the Raptors. 74, Harrison Barnes, who I thought he would be out of the league, for the Kings. 73, you got Don Collins for the Hawks center. 72, you have Michael Porter Jr. for the Nuggets. 71, you have Julius Randle for the beloved Knicks. Woo! Yeah. Right off the bat, to me, you know, what would Ball look like if he did not get hurt? Maybe I should put it that way. Would he be, you know, would they have him up higher than what they got him?
Right.
Because to me, I think it is kind of like too, you know, I think he may should be lower, but I guess the injury, because you can't tell me 78 players better than him or 77 players better than him.
No. And I'm with you. I'm trying to find that.
Dylan Brooks.
No, because for one, if dude don't get hurt, we don't know what the crazy assist numbers and jumpers that he would have put up. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, he plays defense.
Right.
His jumper got better. He's a true point. He can, you know what I'm saying? He's a good point guard. He's more. I don't know if his comparison is right. Just let me know if I'm wrong or not. He's almost like a 2.0 of Rondo. Rondo couldn't shoot the ball. He can.
And he's big.
You know what I'm saying?
A bigger version.
Exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know Rondo was a true point guard. It's just that we already know the issues and stuff or whatever the case may be. But dude is damn near the same player a little bit.
Right. I think his offense is just a little bit better, but I like the comparison.
Yeah.
Because he's a true point guard. There's not too many true point guards out there. I think that is way off, but that's okay. You have how they want to do it. I know Julius Randle is probably mad, but he's probably after last year. He's probably at the right position.
And you know what's so crazy, dude? What trips me out about the NBA now is, what tripped me out is you can sit here and have one good year. Randle had that one good year, got the money, then all of a sudden he is the star of the team.
Right.
And didn't do anything for real last year. So
almost got,
I don't know what.
That's what he did. And you were absolutely right. Almost got traded. He got that big money, like you said, and he just disappeared last year. He disappeared. If it wasn't for them Young Bucks, you know, they wouldn't have been as close as they were, you know. You're absolutely right. And then was had an attitude behind it like he was the stuff.
Like he was, yeah.
He wasn't, bro. You definitely wasn't in the show. And probably because he signed that big contract, they probably didn't, you know, nobody wanted him with that. Like, no, dude, no. Because
it absolutely went to his head.
Your best player, nobody wants him. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, because we know they were looking to get rid of him. You know they were looking to get rid of him, but nobody wants him.
Right. And it said the L.A. told him to go. the Batman.
Yeah, yeah. LA, the Pelicans, all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dude. Yes. Ben, Mr. Ben. I guess we'll see. We'll see. I guess he's
absolutely.
He's healthy now. I guess we're gonna see.
Yes, yep.
He's out healthy. Of respect, they got you in the '70s. You know, a healthy Ben. We'll see what's going on. But it is what it is.
What you said?
It ain't too much you can say about it, but you know, this seeing Dylan Brooks up ahead of Alonzo Ball just lets me know that this is not good. Or OG and an OB who's good, and even
exactly.
Harrison Barnes. Come on, bro. Come on now.
You know, so crazy. Only reason why Harrison Barnes is on here, man, because he's just a consistent player. I mean, I ain't say he's the best player, but he goes to every team he goes to and does his job and does it well.
Right.
If you tell me to go out there and get 10 rebounds, that's exactly what I'm going to do. That's why he's still in the lead. And it's crazy.
But you know what? You're absolutely right, because the whole thing is this. When you're in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you're basically role players. You know what I'm saying? You're not no superstar. Absolutely. You're not no superstar. So basically, these are role players on their team that does it well or does it well or they got potential to do it. So that's why they back in, because no one's out here so far as a superstar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like some got potentials to be maybe, but that's what you're absolutely right. You know, now, like I said, Julius is probably throwing a hissy fit. Because he's not in the top 50, but he gets paid like he's in the top 50.
Oh, he does. He absolutely does.
Yeah, and he's probably the only one on earth. I mean, you know, being the, involved. But yeah. So you're absolutely right. So we'll see what they have in store next. Who will be, in the 60s. We'll check that out and rock and roll with that. All right, let's go and have a little bit of that NFL fun. We had a game last night. Ooh-wee, the 49ers whipped the Rams 24-9. And I really do say whip, because that was a physical domination.
Yeah.
Domination. The Rams can do nothing, man. They have one player. One player. And he's a bad man. Yeah, because he's tell you the truth, he is equivalent to a running back that's carrying the ball too much, like Henry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
When is that going to stop? You know what I'm saying? When is he going to just lose his?
Because
that's too much.
They got weapons. They got weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nuts. 14-1-20. I get that he's a big dude. He can get over. He can do all type of other stuff. But y'all still got other players who's there. Y'all got a player that y'all brought there. Y'all not even using.
Right, like they should.
You know what I'm saying? Like the defense. I'm starting to think now that ain't the same Rams defense of last year. I think Von Miller really helped that defense out a lot, because it took the pressure off of Donald. Because I was focused on him too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
get a double team both.
Right. And then with Ramsey, it's like, dude, don't get it twisted. Yeah, when you was at the Jaguars, boy, you was rocking and rolling. You know what I'm saying? With the Rams, your first couple of years, I just don't think dude is that elite corner no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the Richard Shermans and the Reeves start dropping down and stuff like that, man. As far as they kept getting their career, I don't think he got it no more. Because to be honest, he ain't like he was on Debo like that last night.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you won't be that top dog and how you talk, you was going to check him the whole night.
Right. You know what? And they... The thing about it is, granted, sometimes they just get them sides, but really when you do that is because you're protecting that play anyway. Because how much could he last if he was guarding Debo? And we all know that Debo goes in different slots. But, I'm with you. I'm from the school like what you're saying, pretty much, like, you know, if you're that top dog, go get him, X, Y, and Z. And then the culture say, yeah, like it used to do, hey, Deion, go get Michael Irvin. Deion, go get Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying? Get Andre Rice. Yeah. You that guy, go ahead. And it's, and think about it, he has the skill sets and all this kind of stuff. But they got punched in their mouth.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean.
Yes, they did.
You know, it did, this physical dominated them. They was slamming. Even though, you know, Stafford was 32 for 48, 254 yep. yards, only 42.2 quarterback sacks.
Sack them times.
Woo, for 54 yards. They had no running game. None. Only 57 yards. Like you said, Cooper Kupp, 14 catches, but 122 catches. I mean, 22 yards. Right. That yes. is nothing. That is less than 10 yards a catch. So that lets yeah. you know. See, and that's the only thing. You know, hey, Rams go get cut, but you're going to be going like this the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not cut yeah. because of the team. Like, yeah. you know, so basically, if you San Fran, you blitz the heck out of the Rams, right? And you play zone. Just let him get that under. They said yes. the first time I don't know, since I guess McVay been there, they didn't have a pass play over 20 yards.
Yep.
Dinking and yep. dunking the whole time.
The whole time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I couldn't be a receiver in that type of system. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually we gotta go deep.
Right. But see, that's
especially if you got a receiver on your team that can go deep.
See,
and you don't even utilize
it. I think really, truthfully, I think they vision Robinson as in cup mode. As an
other he's guy. Not, no.
No, he's not. He can fly. He can get down. you can stretch him. But you remember, you know what they're trying to do? You remember when Robert Woods was on the team? They yes, had yeah, both them yeah. doing them unders. Crossing yep. routes, all that kind of stuff. Not until OBJ came that they opened it up.
But you know what's so crazy about that, though, bro? You got to hope that one of them break a tackle and take off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That digging and dunking is like, okay, if he breaks his tackle, he's going to beat the safety. He's gone.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that digging and dunking is cool with certain plays to get the first down and stuff like that, but that down the field action is different.
That dink and dunk is good for a quarter if you got a quarterback that just want to manage the game. Because the problem is that Stafford has an arm. And he wants to throw it down the field. So that means he's gonna get impatient. That means he's gonna sit there and be like, hold on, I got it. You know, I'm used to earn it out. You know, let me go ahead. And McVay's like,
yeah,
do this and we'll go ahead. And he's like, man, let's go to Big Splash. Because you had OBJ. And you knew his talent. Robinson yep. is not OBJ. We understand that. But instead of using him like OBJ, you use him like Robert Woods. And so they're basically this. They're mirroring each other. And we know which one he's going to. He's going to Cup.
Every time.
Hell, Higgaby had 10 catches. The tight end. For yep. 73 yards. So we're talking about 7.3 yards a catch. Yeah, that's fine and dandy, but he threw it, what did he throw, 48 times. Come on, man, that's too much. That offensive line is not the same. They're missing some holes with that one. And San Francisco beat them up. Hats off to San Francisco. They knew they had to have this game, and these yep. teams hate each other. And,
yes, sir.
And, you know, Jimmy G, 16 for 27, 239 yards, 1 TD. Wilson, 18 carries, 74 yards, 1 TD. Debo, 6 catches, 115,
yeah, man.
1 yeah, TD. Man. You know, he only carried the ball twice. And, I mean, you know, that's what, you know, when you have an elite see, that's the thing about it. When you have an elite defense, you playing in their hands. Oh, so you want to yep. go ahead and do that? Then all of a sudden that red zone gets small because we exactly. got to cover all that. And they probably got the best set of linebackers as far as speed and cover and all this kind of stuff in the league. And you're just playing in their hands, man. It's like, come on, dude. What are you doing? Like you said, you need big splash play. But that wasn't on the menu. That wasn't on the menu.
No, no.
Saw what happened. They only had 9 points, no TDs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nah, hey, dude. That's not. I looked at that game and said, "Oh man, we got to mess Stafford when he lost Megatron."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't looking good.
And the crazy thing is, like you said, they have the weapons. You know, they have the McVay has to trust him. Has to trust old boy to run the same play. Hey man, you know that rather the rap food is running with OBJ. Throw it, old boy. Let him earn his keep.
You know what's so crazy? That's what McVay get. You had a young kid who was there who listened to everything you said. But you got this veteran who's probably looking at you like, "Hey, bro, why are we gonna do that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do my thing. Trust me. Let me do my thing. You control the kid,
right?
Because he didn't even have his second contract yet.
Yeah.
So he's listening to everything that you're saying, in the headset or whatever the case.
Right.
Whatever. But you got a true quarterback who's like, "Hey, bro, let me do what I do. I trust you, but trust me too."
Well, you know what? And the crazy thing is, you won a Super Bowl. Okay, bro, you won one.
Right.
With him. So he should open it up the playbook and let him go. You know, that kind of stuff. See, but the crazy thing, you know, they play Cowboys next. The open book, the book going to be wide open against the Cowboys. Watch. We're going to see plays we've never seen. We're going to see Cooper Kupp go down the field for 300 yards, all this kind of stuff. Matt Stafford. He's going to rock and roll and all this, but I got one thing for you. We're going to blitz the living hell out of them.
Oh, Michael is coming.
You think that the 49ers came with some pressure on you? You may win, but you're going to, hey, boy, you're going to take it. You're going to get it. You are going to get it big time. All right, we don't get into that. We're going to preview them games either tomorrow, Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Great win by the 49ers. We got a couple of questions that we need to go ahead and get with. But, hey, 49ers, that's the thing about it real quick before we get off air. 49ers defense is top five defense in the league, right? That safety is playing like Troy, who's been coaching up. He's everywhere. He flies around. And, you know, he's a difference maker. So, basically what I'm saying is, all you teams in that West, your defense ain't like the 49ers. So they can get away with Jimmy G, manage the game, and they done it before, and play bully ball and get all the way up to a chance to play for the Super Bowl. They've done it before. They got the ingredients. Jimmy G just don't lose a game.
Right.
And that's the scary thing. That's the scary thing. So, hey.
Jimmy. Get him back, Jimmy. Get him back, Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy, gone somewhere, bro.
Believe in us.
Right off the bat, Steelers promotes Pickett to QB1. What's your thoughts and feelings on this one?
Hey, I was surprised. I get that the interceptions happened in the Jets game or whatever, but two of them wasn't his fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you
Hell, Bernie was one of them, wasn't
it? And then my thing is this. This is my thing, and I'm going to die with this. If that ball hits your hand, you're supposed to catch it. So when he throws you the ball and it goes through your hand or whatever the case may be, I mean, I don't think he's throwing it that hard. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a tip ball, interception. You know what I'm saying? That's twice, Claypool and Johnson. I'm not going to go blame it on them because the defense really didn't hold up their ground like they're supposed to. Offensive play calling still ain't great like it's supposed to. But I was very surprised with this decision to bitch Mitch or whatever. But Pickett did have a good drive. And then he showed how inexperienced he is because it's the NFL, not college.
Right.
You just can't throw the ball down there like that. You know what I'm saying? And defenders and stuff like that because you're trying to make a play. That's when you throw the play out of bounds.
Right.
Live to see another day. You understand what I'm saying?
Is that what they say? Live to see another day.
But I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not surprised that he's I thought next game definitely he would be great start or would come in. I didn't think he'd get benched yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Sunday. I didn't think he would get bent. I thought that just let him basically kill himself. We lose to the Jets or whatever. And then say, here come the young kid.
Right.
Or whatever. But Jesus Christ. That, I don't think that young man know who he's playing next week, though. That's the game you should have been like, hey, man, go ahead and leave dude in.
Yeah, let Mitch go ahead and take it.
God. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, y'all throw him in the fog as Buffalo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of crazy to me. Yes, he came out and he looked good. But Jesus. And I want to say this, Claypool, you might be in trouble, brother. Because that rookie receiver, George, that we got, he is coming for your spot, baby.
Pickett.
He is coming for that spot. You might be going somewhere else next year, brother.
Pickett.
That young man is tough.
He's going to be that number two.
He's tough. And, yes, yeah. He is.
And the thing about it is, you know, depends on Johnson, how he acts and how much of the money and different stuff, because dude could be a number one. Dude, he's that nice. Only reason why he slid is because his attitude at Georgia. That's the only reason why he slid, because he should have been definitely first round type stuff. The dude's got first
round. He's nice.
As far as Pickett, you know, a lot of times you have the backup come in and, you know, do a little something. You really, even though it's the Bills, you always really get to see, after they have a week for preparation and stuff like that, how are you really going to adapt and everything. Granted, he's a rookie, so his learning curve is different than a veteran backup. But I'm with you. I would have kept Mitch. I wouldn't have threw him to the Wolves. And really, I wouldn't have threw him to the Wolves the whole year. I'd have said, okay, we just got to do things on defense. Let's do smash mouth football. We know that Mitch is not the answer, so let's run his legs. Let's use his legs, too, because we know he likes to run. Let's do this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Sorry, guys, while we get Pickett up to speed and ready for next year and this kind of stuff. Because my whole thing is, you get Pickett out there, and what if he gets hurt?
Yep.
You know, we've seen him. This is the league. This is the National Football League. This is not college. This is not high school. This is dudes is trying to feed their family.
Exactly.
They are trying to knock people's domes loose. And you best stay coming. How many times do people get a chance to try to go ahead and make sure the Steelers don't get in the playoffs? Everybody's coming. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows their offense ain't like that because of the quarterback situation, right? And the offensive line. So why put him my thing is this. Yes, he can move, but he ain't no mover like that. So,
no,
you setting him up. Don't set him up for failure. Do not make him carb. Do not make him the car that was at Texas that got after getting smacked around. I understand you got your savior. You want him to be the savior. You want to be. Like I said yesterday, not everybody's blessed to have a Brett Favre follow up by an Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Exactly.
Doesn't happen. Manny followed up by Luck. That doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be patient with Pickett. Yes, they say they like his energy. They like his sparks. I understand it. That's cool. But I still would like to see him live another day, big time, because if you lose this one, then the record be 1-4, right? So what? You know what I'm saying?
This is a dead season anyway.
Yeah, so why? You know, and then I can see, well, we want to get – but that line is not secure enough to risk his – career like that. So I was with you with that. I thought that old boy should have probably I'd rather die with him. Look, go ahead, dude. You ain't gonna be on the team anyway next year.
Yeah, well, you were spoiled for 20 years with Ben.
Yeah,
you don't know what to do.
Right. Broncos. This is the funniest thing. You know, they signed Mr. Murray, Latavius Murray, who actually played with the Saints this past Sunday.
Yeah,
balled out against Minnesota, but they put him back on practice squad after the game, which made him available for waivers and stuff. So Bronco said, we need a running back because Williams out for the year. He's out for the year, and Mr. Randy Gregory is on the IR. The Broncos. Now, I like the Murray situation because he's a proven commodity and that kind of stuff like that. But
yeah.
Williams was explosive. You already got Gordon. You got Gordon, who's Latavius Murray, pretty much. So they in trouble. Right. We already got, you got Russell Wilson, who's dinged up himself. They saying that he's favorite to play. You hit it on the head when you said at the beginning of the season when we was talking about Seahawks. Like, basically, why'd you leave?
Could have stayed in the same spot and had this result.
Right. Right. With better offensive weapons, should we say.
Megatron and Lockett, heck yeah.
And Penny.
You had two playmakers. And Penny, yep.
Yeah, so.
You had some playmakers.
And now look at him. Look at it now. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, you're very fortunate that in your division, you know, that, you know, you had a little bit slow, and you still was able to get 2-2. Kansas City getting ready to take off. We know how they do. The Chargers are going to take off. And the Raiders is not going to be bad, because what's going to happen is the Raiders, you know what I'm saying, granted they got to play Kansas City, but they're going to end up being a better team than the Broncos. So you ain't going nowhere.
Bingo.
You ain't going nowhere.
Bingo.
It's a waste, bro.
Hey, dude.
It's a waste.
Everybody ain't Peyton Manning that can go to another team and take them twice, lose one, and then win one. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's so also crazy is that you went to a team to get a new coach. I don't care that he coached Aaron Rodgers and all this kind of, dude, he's a new coach. Everything is different, bro. If you wanted to do that, man, you should have went to one of these teams that really needs you. You probably could have worked your way with the Eagles, who are balling, or someone like you said, the Saints. Somebody, you know, even though they got a new coach, but still the. The weapons are better. Different.
Right. You he wasn't faking.
Nah, man. Like I said, my goodies must have picked that.
Somebody.
Because he's going to pay the price, and he's paying the price.
You
can't even watch them on TV.
Hey, you don't want to.
That's the bad thing.
You don't want to.
That's the bad
thing. Because I most definitely don't.
Heck nah. Jerry Jones not ruling out Dak. And the long snapper McQuay is out, which put it on there because you definitely want your long snappers. He's been with Dallas 05. So, you know what I'm saying? So now you got to grab and get you one, because we done see teams that had, you know, Cincinnati off the bat. They long snapper and then they lost the game. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have won the game anyway, because Pittsburgh was beating them to death regardless. But that's a very important position. And Jerry, I understand what you're doing. You love to talk. You do what you do.
Yes, he do.
Dak is not playing. He's the dude can't even grip the ball. He's loosening the ball. Let Cooper Rush do whatever he got to do. I'm not saying Cooper Rush is going to start the hole and keep that job or whatever, but you're not in any rush to go ahead and put in Dak. Dude is doing enough. He's, you know, floating water. He's winning games. He's looking good. Let him do what he does. He's got a defense that's allowed him to take his time. He's making throws that I didn't see Dak was making myself when he didn't have a broken thumb.
Right.
But still, you know, forget all this stuff. Gallup is back, all this kind of stuff. You got players slowly coming back. Just let Dak rest until he can fully grip something. But, you know, it's Jerry Jones.
Yep. You know, he don't care. He's going to run it how he want to run it. He says, if I see that he can throw the ball down the field 5 yards, he's playing.
Right. Man, not. Because then you said him a failure. You said him to get booed and everything. And just let that dude. He'll let you know when to come back. He'll let you know. Quit playing with him.
Heal up, Dak, man. Heal up.
Yeah, please do. Stay on the sideline. Ravens, defensive problems. For two games, I don't think it was in a row, but that defense, especially in the fourth quarter, second half, has looked so horrible and plain Jane that I don't care if you got Superman. What do you do? Lamar Jackson. Doesn't make a difference. Guys, if you don't have a defense, you're not winning in the league. Point blank.
And this is two games against two good teams.
Yes.
That they did this on. Right. Like, you should have had that Miami win.
Right.
Should have been a complete blown out. And this game should have been a complete blown out. But the difference is these two different quarterbacks is different. You got one who really got two offensive weapons. That's crazy. But you have this cat who really technically we could say only have one, but his legs is just as dangerous.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's a good quarterback. Yeah. Allen's a good quarterback.
He is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's good. That Baltimore defense is a problem. I would put it both ways, but it's almost like when that defense is not showing up, it's almost like Lamar trying to put so much pressure on himself to win the game to where now y'all three and out every time.
Right, right.
Because you're trying to do too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Baltimore's defense is not Baltimore's defense that we used to see in the past couple of years.
No,
sir. It used to be back in the day, too. But right now, even last year, their defense was decent.
Oh, yeah.
They're not looking good at all this year, like at all.
Yeah, you know, they don't have a pass rush like they used to. Everybody wants to blame the back end. But
got rid of him.
You can have the back end be average to okay if you got the pass rush. You know, Judon, in 2 years, you didn't replace him. Patrick Queen ain't doing like he's supposed to, you know, but he's a run stopper. You know what I'm saying? He's not a sack master, nothing like that.
Right.
They did not address, and they long in the tooth for certain players. So, you know, they didn't address that. Now, I do love the Notre Dame safety they got. I do like they got Williams, but you got a whole bunch of old cornerbacks besides Humphreys. You know, Jimmy just retired. But if you don't have the pass rush, ain't nobody staying in front of nobody in the league. You know, you can't sit there, get to the quarterback, and just let him run rapid. And then, like you said, when you have Allen who can run and do everything, so that he's buying time when he can, and then you lose concentration, then he's either going to fling it to somebody you ain't never heard of besides Diggs, or he's going to run for the first down. You know, and it is what it is, man. You know, when like I said, if you ain't got no pass rush, bro, everybody's getting exposed. I don't care if you are a Hall of Fame cornerback. You're not covering nobody that long. And you're right. Lamar's putting it on his back. And then also, you know, we still got the lame play caller.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Tired of that, bro. You know, so, hey, man.
But and they don't got the greatest offensive line either.
Oh, no, they don't. Injuries and people done left and all this kind of stuff like that. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to pay him money, but I'm going to say this, and this is not no knock. When you pay him $300 mil, whatever, you can't get nobody else on your defense, bro.
Absolutely not.
So that means you're going to have to draft well. Last question before we wrap this up, because we only got about a couple of minutes, 2 minutes. Super Bowl or bust, are the Eagles real?
Bust. I'm going to say bust because they rocking right now. It's their year. You know how you got it was Cincinnati's year last year.
Right.
Maybe it's their year this year to get there and lose.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they having a good season right now. The Hurts, he looking good and stuff right now. He got that other little new weapon over and stuff. Stay with a little nice little backfield and stuff like that. But it's a long season. We just not getting started.
The marathon.
We just not getting started. So they could lose the next three games. You know what I'm saying? Then we ain't talking about them no more.
It's a marathon.
Yeah, you know I said, but right now they look good. Right now they look good, but I can't really say that they real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Super Bowl. No, I don't see that.
I think that you know, it's a marathon. So you know their schedule has not been hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
They played and improved. Jacksonville tricked that game off, you know, five turnovers.
Yes, yes.
If you only had two turnovers, you win. But who knows?
Right.
I think it's still early to judge, but I know how like everybody likes to ride the wave and all this kind of stuff. So
yeah, like right.
It is what it is. I think they, you know, they're a good team, but it, like Mark said, and I totally agree with him, it's a long season. We don't know what's going to happen with that, but they off to a good one. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Nothing but bangers. Hey, congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to all you
guys. Keep it up, kids.
Keep on doing what you got to do. Can't wait to next week to see who's going to be the winners. But, hey, this week is your time to shine. So look out social media. We'll have everything on there for you guys. So good night. God bless.
Peace. Yes, sir.
Sports APM. Crease. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.